Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, we have seen in recent time a bunch of changes from the CRA to the average taxpayer and to the not so average taxpayer, and tax compliance has gone up and there's penalties. And I'm concerned. And let me give some context to our viewers and listeners of the show on to where this concern comes into play. We hosted a tax session for our clients and their friends. And in that group, we asked how many people file their own taxes. And a majority of the people in the room do their own taxes. Okay. What was surprising is how many people didn't know of any of the rule changes that have come up. Most recently, which caused a lot of stir, was the Bear Trusts situation. The compliance, the completion of documents, failure to do so could result in penalties. Right. Now, the CRA backtracked a bit on that, but there's still an opportunity. You could get penalized and pay additional taxes and have more reporting and more costs. And what was interesting is many of the people in the room didn't even know what a Bear Trust was.
So where do they get that information? And I think that in Canada, I don't know that it is a great educational landscape to educate people in a self-reporting tax system.
Right? Let's take the other part of this where people can actually benefit from this if they participate in it, is the home office expense. That changed for 2024 filing. Now, there are more Canadians that have exposure to a lot of credits and deductions, and that's what's going to be covered by mainstream media. Okay. When you get into Bear Trusts, home office expenses, alternative minimum tax reporting, and all the filing in regards to that, and the additional tax costs in that, all those are a small percentage of the population. But people who are transitioning to or living in retirement have more exposure to the small percentage issues than the mainstream issues.
This is what I see too from the people that are doing yourself. There's tax filing software out there that is advanced tremendously over the last decade. That you can file your general return and that's fine. And there's a questionnaire that gets you into the pieces that you need to report on. But it doesn't say and prompt you and educate you and say, this is why for your situation, why you should be doing this.
And keep in mind, software is only as good as the data that you give to it. So let's take, for example, alternative minimum tax. It's a calculation. You submit information and it will tell you if you have an alternative minimum tax that you have to pay. Okay, that's pretty good. But it doesn't tell you if you have a Bear Trust.
No.
And if you don't know what it is, how do you know to report it? So where's the information coming from? This is what I think is very important. When you are transitioning to or living in retirement, especially, you need to have a team of professionals around you. Now, if you want to file your own income taxes, that's great. But if you don't know all the rules, you're not going to stay on top of it, then you need someone or a company or a group to help you with that. If you're dealing with a financial team like ours, where we help our clients transition to or live in retirement, and it's not just money management, then we get the opportunity to actually send information to our clients of upcoming changes. And when we sent that email about Bear Trust to our clients, the number of clients that had no idea what we were talking about, because they didn't know they even had a Bear Trust, and then called up their accountants, for those who had accountants, or have accountants, sorry, didn't realize that they actually have to have a conversation with their account. We're actually instigating the conversation on tax.
Right. And it's a tough one for individuals, because the first thing they hear from, if the CRA is involved, that I have to pay more.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily true.
And so there needs to be a place where you can have the conversations about multiple things. You can have the tax conversation. You can have the legal conversation. You can have the health conversation. You can have the lifestyle conversation. You can have the financial and budgeting conversations. all in one place. When we look at our industry, Rob, we find that either you're a investment advisor, money manager, that's it, or you're looking at the total part of your client's situation and they've got expertise in all those areas. Mm-hmm. And I think there's less and less of that group that have the depth of the team to help the clients. And so there needs to be a place where clients or individuals can go. And unfortunately, it's not mainstream media. They're just not going to be able to educate them. You have to do the digging yourself. So why not have a team that can support that too?
Right.
So I think that's the key lesson that I've learned in the last little while with all these CRA changes and we'll call them surprises. They're not surprises to us. We don't freak out over these things because we read up on this, we get information, and we disseminate this information. But when you look at things like a bear trust, and those of you who don't know what a bear trust is, please look it up. Because you could be subject to penalties and costs in the future if you don't even know you have one. And that's just negligence in my thoughts, right?
Well, so they brought this up. This happened a year ago, right? But it's more the filing deadline.
Yeah.
Now there's no information on how to go out there and file it.
And we're fortunate enough on our team, yourself having a tax background, as well as many others on our team that we use and we bring in on the show as well, that talk about all these different tax issues. I'm interested in a few weeks what the budget's going to come out and what the tax suggestions are going to be on that one.
And what actually changes.
The suggestions that are on the budget, it has to become get royal assent. And we're heading into an election next year.
Right.
So this is going to be very interesting. And who are they going to play on? And who are they going to give benefit to? And who are they going to hurt people? I think there's going to be an impact for people who are transitioning to or living in retirement. The people who have saved this money throughout their lives and now are ready to live on it. And all of a sudden, the tax rules are going to change. Mm-hmm. And if you're not on top of that stuff, they're coming for you and you're going to be surprised. And it hurts a lot more when you're surprised than when you know about it.
And not all bad things. Changes can have positive benefits too.
100%.
But educating on how to take advantage of those benefits.
Right. Did you know how many people didn't even know that the TFSA contribution went up from $6,500 to
$7,000? Yep.
The amount of people go, oh, really, Faisal? I didn't know that. Well, I don't expect you to know that. It's our job to inform you of that. So we do that. But if you don't have a team working with you, how do you know this stuff? Mm. Right. And so I think there's the big problem. Okay. We've got two seminars coming up, one in Calgary, one in Lethbridge. We're going to talk about tax. We're going to talk about income, growing your portfolio over time to hedge off inflation, healthcare and legacy issues or estate planning, all of this. How do you protect yourself, Rob? When are our next two seminars?
Our Calgary one's coming up on Tuesday, April 16th, 7 p.m. in person. This will be at the Silver Springs Golf Course. We are holding one in Lethbridge Tuesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. again in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. You do have to register for both of these. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Well, on behalf of Rob, myself, I want to thank you for joining us on our show. Now, don't forget, you can listen to all of our past shows, our segments on morethanmoneyradio.com or download the More Than Money podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. On behalf of Rob and myself, we do want to mention that everything we've talked about on this show, if it's a matter of your pets and your legal side of things, or if it's the financial or tax part of things, please make sure you do get professional advice before you do anything, because that's very important. They got to know your own specific situation. Rob, when you look at all the issues that have come up, I think when they look at all the previous segments that we've done, the one thing that we keep on talking about is making sure you get the advice before you act, especially now. So, Rob, any last comments that you want to make before we close off the show?
I think that it is important. Make sure to plan and make sure that your whole team is communicating together for your entire family situation.
Well, on behalf of Rob, myself, and the entire PKAG team, thank you for joining us on More Than Money and QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.